Recently, the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency awarded two grants to Beaver Water District and the Illinois River Watershed Partnership to build rain gardens to improve the quality of water. Dr. Delia Hark, Executive Director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, or IRWP, has more details.
We did apply for a grant last year, and it's two grants actually totaling $350,000 together. That will employ both a part-time position, resource specialist, that will be working with a lot of groups to install rain gardens. That will hold six rain garden academies, one every fall and spring for the next 3 years. And again, this will be in both the Beaver Lake watershed and the Illinois River watershed.
Beaver Water District will be awarded $139,000 and the IRWP will receive $211,000 of the federal grant money. The plan is to set up 60 rain gardens over the next 3 years in public and quasi-public properties in the two watersheds.
Schools, public parks, you know, government buildings, things like that, where we can demonstrate the benefits of rain gardens. These will be relatively small in size to demonstrate how homeowners, local commercial property, small businesses could use a rain garden. And what a rain garden is really for, it's not just aesthetically pleasing, which it is, but it also captures rainwater, slows it down, lets it infiltrate the water back into the ground, and provides filters for nutrients, as well, excess nutrients, as well as pollutants that come off parking lots or rooftops and fields.
The Illinois River Watershed Partnership is collaborating with a number of organizations to provide local match for the federal grant money.
All federal grants require a local match. So our partner is the Walton Family Foundation is our largest sponsor of the partnership, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership. We also have the cities of Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville are our sponsors, as well as AEP SWEPCO, Beaver Water District, Tyson Foods, Simmons Foods, a number of local community organizations as well are sponsors of the partnership.
According to Dr. Hark, more and more people have expressed interest in learning more about rain gardens and the benefits they offer.
If here in Northwest Arkansas, we normally get about 4 feet or 48 inches of rainfall per year, a 1-inch rain over a 1,200 square foot roof will generate about 36,000 gallons of water. So if you took a half of a home, let's say 1,200 square foot, which is half of the size of a rooftop, maybe coming off that side of a roof, the rain garden will be about one-third the size of the roof area that we're trying to capture, and that will hold that rain garden most 1 to 2 inch rainfalls, 1 to 2 year rainfall events during the course of a year's time. So if we got 4 inches of rain, it's probably going to overflow. If we get, 1 inch or less, all of that rain will be captured and infiltrate into the rain garden.
On an average, the installation of a rain garden costs $12 a square foot. That includes the cost of mulch, amended soils, sand, compost, labor, and plants. Dr. Hark says Beaver Water District and the Illinois River Watershed Partnership have some firm goals in mind for this project.
We want to install these as demonstration rain gardens. So we're also, Beaver Water District will be providing the monitoring component of the rain garden. So we'll be monitoring what goes in and comes out of the rain garden so we can quantify how much water quality improvements in these particular rain gardens. But then we could say, well, if we install 1,000 rain gardens in the Illinois River watershed, here's how much improvement we could expect in water quality. So these are demonstration rain gardens. They're also training. We'll train up to 300 people over the course of the 3 years to be kind of the train the trainers. They can go out and help us teach others how to implement rain gardens. And what we hope is that local landowners will also, homeowners will want to participate by installing rain gardens, small rain gardens in yards. That will also help slow down the stormwater, keep it from going into the creeks and streams, but also filter the water that that eventually does flow out into our creeks and streams.
For more information on rain gardens or volunteering opportunities, log on to www.irwp.org or call 479-238-4671. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mundholkar.